This time I'd like to invite the children to come forward. An assignment, okay, something to do. And what I would like for you to do is take your hands like this and put them over your eyes and hold them just a minute. Just her. This is hers, okay. I've got one for you too. Okay, put yours up there. Now, take your hands and do like this. Your hands and do like this. Turn to the congregation so we can talk about this. Turn this way, face the congregation. Now, actually, they didn't know it, but I recruited them to be three little monkeys. Okay? And I'm sure you've all seen these little statues of the three little monkeys. And one of them has her eyes closed, which means see no evil. And the second little monkey says hear no evil. Third one says, speak no evil. Okay, now you can come back and sit down because I've got one more thing to tell you. First of all, do you three beautiful young ladies remember when you were a baby? You remember being a baby?
Yeah.
You don't remember?
No, I actually remember when I first came to the house.
You what?
Remember
when you first opened your eyes?
Yeah,
wow, that's amazing. What do you remember? Do any of the three of you remember wearing diapers?
Yes.
You remember that? Okay. I'm going to ask you a question, but do not answer. Do not answer my question, because I won't give you the answer. Why did you stop? Answer is you didn't need them anymore. Right. Because, why? Because you grew up, right? You got older. And as you got older, you didn't need to wear diapers anymore. Do any of you want to go back and start wearing diapers again? So, what does that tell us? It tells us exactly what Paul in the New Testament. What he said in 1 Corinthians. He said, when I was a child, a baby, I spoke like a baby. I acted like a baby. I talked like a baby. But when I became a man, when I grew up, I gave up childish things. So I want to give you a definition of what a Christian is. A Christian is somebody who is growing up. As we grow up in Christ, we grow up in the faith, we learn what we can let go of. We learn what we don't need any longer. We just don't need them anymore. And that means that our behavior improves and we become closer to God and better to our neighbor, better to our family. We're growing up. When I'm giving you a really important assignment here, because you are now old enough to hear what I'm about to tell you. You are old enough now to not look for evil, or hear somebody talking evil, or speaking evil. You're now old enough for that. So when you observe that somebody around you is looking for evil, trying to dig up evil, step away or do something else. When you hear somebody talking bad, when you are tempted yourself to say something evil, just stop. you don't need to do that anymore. A lot of people that you will meet in your classroom will do these things. They will talk to you. They will speak to you. They will listen and look for you. But you don't have to. It's like diapers. You can wear a diaper for the rest of your life if you want to. But I don't want to. Right? And you don't want to. So let's don't do it. Let's stop wearing diapers, all right? And let's stop looking for evil and talking about evil and being evil. Be what we can find. That will help you more than you would possibly know if you can follow that simple rule of those three things. God bless you. God help you in your life.